Under 20 World Cup in Turkey have progressed steadily and will be seeking revenge against the Les Bleus of France later today. Speaking on Radio Ghana, a sports analyst, Carl Tufour, said he is confident the boys will carry the day, even though they are without some key players. He said though the satellites are going into the game as the underdogs, anything is possible. He advised them to be focused, purposeful, and give of their best. More importantly, they must put the coach's advice into practice.
An extremely difficult match to win. The French have been extremely good. They've won every match and have been playing the sort of football that we wish to play. Ghana, on the other hand, have, after a slow start, as you said, have started banning the goals. But the worry for most Ghanaians is that we're conceding absolutely too many. And that's where we would need to work at it.
But do you think the boys are in a good shape and frame of mind to beat France?
Well, it's one thing having lost 3-1 in the first match. Psychologically, they'll probably go in as underdogs. I mean, if the French have won the first match, then it's likely to be that they'll start as favourites. But, you know, there have been funnier and crazier things that have happened in football. And you never know what can happen. So I'm not going to write off the chances of the under-20 team. However, they will start as the underdogs, particularly when they've got about two or three players who are now suspended.
But, Carl, you agree with me that some key players would miss this crucial match. How would it affect the team?
Well, definitely it's going to affect them because they've been extremely, you use the words, they've been playing the game the way it should have been played. As to whether they've got enough and adequate replacements, another matter altogether. But like I said, they will start as underdogs. They'll need to have a focus and a purpose and give more than the usual 100%. It should be more than 100%. Anything less than that, then probably wouldn't end exactly right for the team.
Has luck really played a role for Ghana's progression, looking at the fact that we lost our first two matches and scraped through on technicalities?
I'm not too sure about whether we lost on technicalities, because the truth of the matter is this. We all know how to qualify and how not to qualify. It says that the team that qualifies, the first two in each group qualifies, and then the four best placed 30 do that. As far as I'm concerned, that's no technicality.
What advice can you give to the satellites?
Play to the best of your ability, play to the whistle, don't let anything hit you from the purpose that you want to do. Anything less than 150% will not suffice. That's about it. Go on, get on with the business of winning the match.
You heard sports analyst Carl Tufour.